Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, October the 1st. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 4¾ cents, 541.5. December wheat up 29¾ cents at 755¼. And November beans down 9½ cents at 1246.5. Well, even the strength in the wheat couldn't rescue the beans. They were down more than, you know, the crush would have indicated. Meal was down 180, oil was up 13 ticks, which tells me that the beans should have been down about 2-2.5 cents. They closed out 9½ cents. So obviously crush is selling some beans out here. The bean market obviously being pressured by yesterday's report, showing stocks much larger. I'm guessing that the USDA, when they start looking at these numbers, could come in with a carryout. Who knows, pushing 300 million. There's one analyst out there that's touting 300 to 500 million. I don't see it nearly that high, but I think we've got a struggle out here. We have a lack of Chinese import business, which is a big problem for this market right now. Now, they claim the president is going to be getting together a meeting to meet with China, or to have emissaries meet with China over the agricultural situation on Monday. Maybe that pushed wheat higher. Maybe that pushed the corn a little bit higher. But you would have thought, if anything, it would be friendly for the beans. The corn market basically followed the wheat and the oat markets. Oats closed over 590 here. New contract high and new contract high closed at 591, got up to 595. You now have oats 50 cents over corn. If I remember right, in 1988 was the only other time we saw anything similar to that. But that's what we've got here today. Now, the wheat continues to be strong despite the dollar being as strong as it is. The dollar is still over 94 ticks. Looks like it's going to close at about 94.03 today. It's going to be down 20 ticks, but you know, we were talking before about, you know, the dollar trying to hold the 93-cent mark. Now it's at the 94-cent mark, and it looks pretty strong. Dow Jones is up 500 off news that the drug company Merck may have a pill to certainly ease the symptoms of COVID, and I think the markets reacted positively to that. Bitcoin came back today. The Dow Jones came back. Silver's up 50 cents. So maybe there's a little bit of a risk on day. But that just goes to show you how badly the beans have performed out here. They certainly look like if they close under 1240, it's a pretty quick shot down to 12 bucks, in my opinion. But, you know, the wheat, we've got resistance at 780, and then again at 8 bucks in Chicago. I think it's going to be pretty hard to crack those kind of levels with the dollar this strong. I mean, we've really shut down exports before these high prices and the high dollar. So I just don't think it's going to bode well out here. We do have, you know, wheat stocks out here. It's not like we're bone dry on it, but we've certainly seen world supplies come down. The Russians are talking about restricting more exports out here. You know, we've seen those kind of stories before without a whole lot of follow through. These were good closes. I like the way the corn closed here today. Higher than we were on Wednesday's close before the report. We were down a little bit yesterday, up 4¾ here today. I think that's positive. The beans and the meal seem to be the only real negative out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.